negotiations. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I was really disappointed by the fiscal cliff negotiations. Seems to me it was something that could have been resolved a month ago, not taken such a toll on our economy.
And you mentioned middle class. What numbers are we talking about in terms of income level?
It's not a numbers issue. You know, I know you would expect a very wonky answer from me, you know, about the percentiles.
Well,
but it's not.
I would, just because that would be the way you would expect that something would be written in a bill form. It would be people with income levels here to here.
No, it's not.
Okay.
When we strengthen education, when we make it possible for kids to go to college, then we strengthen America's middle class. And that doesn't need a dollar figure.
The middle class is, by definition, a group of people in a certain income level.
No.
But you're not willing to say that they are.
Because I disagree with that. I mean, it's one way to measure.
You can't someone who's making $1 million in the middle class.
Oh, well, wait a minute. I'll do it the other way. How about somebody who's taught school for 10 years and takes off a year to go back to graduate school and has an income of only $4,000 in the year that she's not teaching? Would you say she fell out of the middle class? I wouldn't. So it's a whole lot of characteristics that define the middle class.
It sounds a little like a dodge.
No, but it's not a dodge. It's a question of who you're working for.